Last week, the NT government introduced legislation to Parliament to amend the Territory's Housing Act, allowing the government to raise rents without talking to tenants. The remote rent framework, introduced by the former Labor government, calculates the rent from remote housing based on the number of bedrooms, instead of the income test used in urban areas. Four remote residents challenged this new framework in the High Court, which ruled in their favour, saying the framework denied procedural fairness. All of the Territory's land councils have joined Aboriginal Housing NT in condemning the amendments. National Indigenous Radio Service reporter Adam Evans spoke with Chair of the Northern Land Council, Matthew Ryan, to learn more.
People should be sacked over this. If, you know, we talk about the cost of living, and to push something last minute through the Parliament, again, that shows you the arrogance, the ignorance. They don't really care about Indigenous people rights. You know, we have a human rights issue as we speak. There's constantly people getting kicked out from house, you know, overcrowded, it leads to rheumatic heart and other diseases, you know, from overcrowding issues. There's people in poverty as we speak, in a lower income earners, and yet they talk of the cost of living. It's appalling behavior by this Northern Territory government as we speak. And I wish the federal government and the Commonwealth, not I wish, I'm calling on them again. You know, they need to step up here if they really care about Indigenous people. We're still here. We're not gone yet. We're going to continue to fight till we get it right. You know, it's just so disappointing. It's another one of those little, you know, systemic racism within this Northern Territory government continue. And I, you know what? I put this on the former government also, the Labor government that were in power, should have done a lot more for Indigenous people right across Northern Territory, either you're urban or remote. And I reiterate that. The former Labor government should have done a lot more rather than be casual about a lot of stuff. My Indigenous people were raising a lot of the issues to address a lot of the stuff with the Northern Territory government in the former. And now we've been reactive to these sort of stuff with last-minute rush by the current government. And now, you know, we left disadvantaged again. It's appalling. And the former Labor government should be, I hope they're listening. They are at fault here too also. They should have done a lot more.
I know Naja and Aboriginal Housing NT have also, they're speaking out about this as well. We're seeing recently over the last, since the government came into power, we're seeing a lot more Aboriginal organisations speaking out about what's going on. Does it feel like maybe you're talking to a brick wall sometimes, you know what I mean?
No, it's not sometimes, it's every day, it's talking to a brick wall. You know, it's they don't want to listen to anyone. It's my way or the highway attitude. And it's targeted towards Indigenous people, trust me. This government don't give a rat's about our Indigenous people. It's to suit the non-Indigenous population. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of good non-Indigenous out there that are willing to work with us, that are willing to, you know, help us to where we are. You know, like I said earlier, we're still here. And we have the land and sea, 92% or something like that. Aboriginal people own the lands. You know, they want the Indigenous people want to see a bit more proactiveness by the Northern Territory government and the Chief Minister. You know, the Chief Minister continues to ignore the wishes of Indigenous people, what they want to see. It shows you that she's handpicked this. The NT administrator, true colors, and even the cabinet. I've not heard, you know, the opposition had to walk out yesterday in anger, in frustration, being denied their rights to speak up against what's happening currently with this current government. Democratic matters. We are elected for a purpose, for a reason, to represent our people, not being denied our right to speak. And I give credit to the opposition for walking out and their independence. You know, it's appalling behavior. yet they're trying to address the social issue, you know, in regards to housing. You know, yes, there's probably a minority of people that do the wrong thing, but let's assist them.
That was Matthew Ryan from the Northern Land Council speaking with NERS Adam Evans.